Are you looking for a new place to meet with friends and business associates without crowds and cell phones nearby? Certino's Cafe in Northeast Tucson is the casual cafe. Relax at small tables or in oversized chairs and enjoy premier coffees, sandwiches, grilled paninis, smoothies, ice cream, and more. Certino's Cafe has a technology-ready conference room with seating for 30, free for parties, business lunches, or presentations. Rendezvous at Certino's Cafe at the intersection of Tanque Verde and Bear Canyon. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9, Sunday, 8 to 8. Certino's Cafe, the casual cafe for connecting. Welcome back to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. It's a real pleasure to focus again on a second guest. Welcome Carla Loper from Certino's Cafe.
Hello,
here in
Zara.
Tucson. It's so nice to have you here.
Pleasure to be here.
Well,
thanks.
And of course, Carla and organization are one of our sponsors, so I frequent their cafe and enjoy meeting people there, so it's going to be fun to hear the history of it and your background in the mix.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, let me give a brief bio recap for Carla. She is the owner and manager of Certino's Cafe, which is located on the northeast side of Tucson. It's located, in fact, on your way up to Mount Lemmon on Catalina Highway, just by Bear Canyon turnoff. She was born and raised in San Diego, California, and moved to Tucson 17 years ago with her husband, Steve, to have that opportunity to be a stay-at-home mom. She's an entrepreneur at heart, though, because across these years, Carla has made and sold holiday craft items, jewelry, and cakes for all occasion. And always enjoying entertaining and making meals special, she spent many years organizing, coordinating, and preparing food for banquets, meetings, and celebrations, and conferences in both a volunteer and a paid position. So this goes back to, in fact, for those of you who've been with us for the whole 2 hours, knowing that Carla really is completing a circle from doing what she actually had loved to do in a different perspective. Well, just over a year ago, with Steve's support, she decided to take that big leap and join Certino's and bring a franchise then to Tucson. So again, congratulations on this journey.
Thank you, Zara.
And I'm sure many people would say, what? And do it at a time when the economy is up and down? So I know there's been some bittersweet moments, I suspect, in this process of learning for you.
There has been. But loving what you do, it doesn't matter the up and down.
That's right.
That I'm loving what I'm doing.
Exactly. Certino's, how was it you decided on this particular franchise? Why? Why did you pick this one?
Well, we wanted a family-oriented business. We wanted a place where anyone could come with a variety of ages and be able to eat and share and have the hospitality that we provide at Certino's Cafe.
That's great. Well, it's unlike some of the networking spots around town. My feeling is you walk in and there is actually a peacefulness and a balance about it as opposed to the fracas, noise, and commotion. And so tell us about that experience you feel you offer when people walk into the door.
Well, when people first walk into the door, we have a lounge area where people can sit in comfy chairs and just read by themselves or chat with a friend. Our seating is different, too. We have a bar area. Some people like sitting up there close to the windows, enjoying the sun and the view. We also have just a general dining area for families to sit together at round tables, or sometimes we have business associates will meet there for a meeting and pull tables together. We allow people to rearrange the furniture to suit their needs. And then we have the conference room where we have business meetings to, I have a bridge group of 16 women that come in on Thursdays and play all day. So what you want Certino's to be, it can be to you.
That's right.
Whether it's a family gathering with friends or business oriented.
Well, in fact, the way Carla and I got to know one another is that actually my husband and I made the decision to add a home office onto our home. And so I was moving from the dining room to the bedroom to the whatever, and it just wasn't working for me because my associates, my golden retriever and my black lab, kept bothering me. So I was coming over to the cafe and hiding out in the corner of the conference room, yeah. In fact, which is fully Wi-Fi enabled, and
yes.
Just kind of set up shop with my stuff. And I got to tell you, the funnest thing I observed was a group of ladies playing mahjong, which I had never done before. And I thought, okay, this is the other opportunity of staying out of a home office, is to see that. So you've got quite an interesting collection of the community that comes in to use the conference room, too.
Yes, we do. And those ladies used to go to each other's houses and provide the meal, and they'd have to clean house. And they didn't want to do that anymore.
I like that one. You got that right.
Yeah, this is more convenient. We'll just meet here and have something to eat. And then we don't have to worry about our houses.
That's right. Well, then I think that's a logical segue then to tell us about the different products that you offer. Then obviously coffee is a big draw.
We offer specialty coffee. So we have lattes and cappuccinos, hot chocolate. We serve three different types of coffee a day. We usually have a light, medium, and dark. We have brewed herbal teas as well. And then we have our sandwiches. We have deli sandwiches, hot toasted sandwiches, and our best and what we're known for is our paninis that come on focaccia bread.
I love that. The menu that you've developed then, Carla, was this your own innovation with your team there? Or is that some of the direction or opportunities that being part of a franchise can offer you direction on?
This is all from the franchise. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why Steve and I picked a franchise is because it has structure. I work well within a structure. On my bio, talking about making cakes, I did make cakes out of my home for different people, and I was ready to go to that next step, but I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. Mm-hmm. And we had first talked about opening an ice cream shop, and that's how we found out about Certino's Cafe, because you can just buy the ice cream portion or the coffee portion of the business, or we bought all three.
You bought all three
options. We do carry Blue Bell ice cream, mm-hmm. and we have also non-fat yogurt and a product called Glacé, which has 12 calories per ounce because it's made out of the whey of the milk, which is very popular with many people.
So what you're telling us really is you cannot not go to Certino's and not have something appeal to you from an appetite or a drink standpoint.
That's right.
That's great. Well, tell us about developing the staff. Now, I should clarify, you actually opened your doors when?
We opened in June 2008.
Eight. Okay, so it's been a year and a half then.
Yes.
For me. That's right. Boy, time flies when you're unconscious. That's what I say.
It does.
And, you know, the idea, did you put yourself through any special classes or readings or courses or... You know, I mentioned in the introduction, this is the entrepreneur in you.
Yes.
But still, it takes another step to go and write the big checks and then write the contract.
Yes, it does. The franchise had training that we flew to Portland, Oregon. That's where the headquarters are. And they taught us about marketing and bookkeeping and just the whole business side of the restaurant. They actually came and trained our employees for 2 weeks.
Terrific.
Which was invaluable. But I continue to read books on marketing, on customer service, and giving those things, teaching my employees, too, about those things.
You're, unlike a lot of organizations or this type of a venue, you've got some pretty wonderful expanded hours. You might want to share that in your decisions to even be open longer than most organizations are like this.
Well, actually, we ended up changing our hours just for the winter.
Okay.
So we're open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and then 8 to 7 on Sundays.
So for particularly organizations that want to meet, that conference room being free available, just as well as the people that pop in and out going up and down to the mountain, that's a nice traffic pattern for them.
Yes, it is.
You mentioned your staff. So how's the team been pulling together then for this year and a half? And where do your typical staff come from?
Well, I have high school students from Sabino. Mm-hmm. And then just from various walks of life. I like to look for people who are really outgoing, who have a great personality, liking to talk to other people, and training them, too, about customer service, which is so important to us, knowing people's names and knowing their coffee drinks, making them before they get there, having it be a community.
So you have collected customers then that are your frequent flyers, I call them, that they're zipping on their way to work or their standard routine that they come in for their drinks or their takeout.
Definitely.
That's great. Well, that certainly is a sign when you get a constituent group that comes back on a repeated basis. Have you gotten some ideas on then improving the business from the standpoint of listening to your customers?
Yes, I have. Always trying to give me marketing ideas, but I have several booster clubs mm-hmm. from Sabino that are coming now. Customers that are parts of car clubs. We're going to have a Corvette car club there in the near future. So
because you actually have some very nice parking available, that kind of thing would play out.
Yes, we do. And then I have customers that are involved in nonprofit organizations. And I'd like to have some events that will let the community know more about their nonprofit organization.
That's great. Well, I know you have quite a nice display area that you encourage people to bring their posters or their magazines and their flyers. That really spans the gamut, everything from school children related things to help for the elderly to, as you mentioned, walkathons.
Right. We really want to be a central location for the community to find out what's going on, to be able to support each other.
Yeah, that's great. You know, you mentioned in some of the notes, I recall when we were first talking about fundraising for schools and nonprofits. How does that work with collaborating with you then?
Well, we have two areas where they can fundraise. One is we select a certain period of time, whether it's a lunch or a dinner, and the organization will invite people to come during that time. And all sales, 15% of the sales will go to the school or the nonprofit organization. We had an interesting event, a craft fair at the strip mall that we're in, the Bear Canyon Strip Mall, and the person putting it on decided that they wanted to help the Humane Society. So we decided to be a partner in that, and also any sales that we got, we would give 15% to the Humane Society.
That's fabulous. And folks, you know, again, and I'm sure we've got many listeners that have started businesses or themselves struggling with maintaining their business this time, that the fact that you and your husband and your team there have nonetheless realized it still is about giving back and helping others, that sometimes, though, that's a real stretch when you're probably looking at closing your books on a regular basis.
That's true. There's a real trust factor, but we believe in supporting people, supporting our community. And if we give, we're going to get back.
Yeah, we said that. We said that earlier in the show, the mm-hmm. fact that it, right from that first segment with Dave Optin, the idea if you go into a venue to know you're going to give, that it eventually is going to come back to you.
And that's what I'm giving, my gifts of hospitality, my gifts of just wanting people to have a good time, to be served, to relax, because we all need that. There's the stresses of the economy, our jobs. I want it to be a safe place that people come, a relaxing place that they can enjoy, whether they want to talk and chat or just be by themselves and study, get some work done.
That's great. Again, I'm talking with Carla Loper from Certino's Cafe. Carla, why don't you give folks directions? Where can they find the cafe?
Well, we're on Tanque Verde Road, heading towards Catalina Highway. We're a block west of Catalina Highway at Bear Canyon Road on the southwest corner.
Southwest corner, that's right.
The CVS is in that strip mall as well.
That's great. The experiences that you've been learning through as a personal on a personal basis, like you made reference to the fact of it's one thing to make cakes in your home.
Yes.
It's another thing to have wonderful, delicious pastry in a business setting like you are right now. What have been, you know, the two or three big lessons learned that you feel you've been kind of working through yourself for these year and a half?
Balance.
How to managing your own time.
Managing my own time. Especially between home and work is the biggest challenge. How to separate the two. And learning what my strengths are and what my weaknesses are. And letting people who have strengths where my weaknesses are come in and help me. I don't have to do it all myself. I can't do it all myself. And it's more of a joy to have like my husband come in and do the financial side, which he's better at. And I'm doing the marketing and the people side and the managing side, which I'm better at.
I think that's a profound message for anybody that starts out as a solo entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But in your case, you took the jump to also have employees in tow, too. So that responsibility right. for their wherewithal and the cascading effect there, that mm-hmm. knowing what your own limitations are. But then probably I would imagine that you're much more productive and focused on the marketing side, knowing you don't have to kind of worry about the other piece of it, or at least keep tabs on it in a different way.
Right. It's so nice to just have that trust in someone and just let them go for it. And for me, too, a learning experience to let go, because I tend to want to be in control. And finding an employee that is great at a certain job, you know, finding their gift and talent and letting them take care of that.
And actually probably letting them grow in new places that they may not even realize that they could go.
Yes, I look at that, too. Some girls that are going to go to college, and I want them to be able to get a better job. So I teach them about the inventory and how to order things so that they can have that. That's what they need for their future.
You know, you mentioned inventory. So the suppliers that you leverage then, are they local, or is it a cross of local suppliers as well as things that come in from out of state?
A cross of local suppliers, and also the franchise has set up corporate accounts for us, which really helps. It is a small franchise. I know I've had some people say, oh, it's a franchise, but we are, we're part of the community. I live 5 minutes away.
Oh, that's nice.
From the cafe.
Well, that can be also a double-edged sword, though. Back to that comment about balance.
Right.
That's right. Like me in my home office, that I can walk too quickly across to that PC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
then I couldn't
true.
Leave it behind.
So we do use a combination of corporate accounts, but then local businesses to supply things as well.
That's very nice, to keeping it local and helping us support
yes.
support one another during these times.
Right. It's so important.
That's right. Some of your lessons learned, you've mentioned some on a personal level. What about the whole food service side of business? What have been the surprises? I mean, you're not new to catering and celebrations and the like, but have you been surprised in any way by the idea of routinely providing certain products and the like? Has that affected you?
The whole learning curve of what to carry, you know, what you're going to run out of, and mm-hmm. that has been interesting. One thing with my customers is learning about, so many people have allergies.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's gluten or dairy, and where my suppliers are really good at providing the information of ingredients. I have a book that I keep at the cafe. I have frequently asked people, you know, what's in your soup? What's in your bread? What can I eat that doesn't have dairy in it, et cetera? And I can get on the website and print anything out that I need for my customer. And just the availability of information about products is really wonderful.
Which I think that never dawned on me. Of course, in days gone by, I think people who had special, you know, food needs would know to go to a health food store or different. But now so much of that can be offered in different flavors. But it does, I imagine, cause inventory challenges then.
Yes,
if you wanted
does.
To offer the full portfolio.
We did try to provide some gluten-free breads, and there's some really big challenges about cross-contamination. So we do allow people that have gluten allergies to bring their own bread in. Hmm. And my employees are trained on how to prepare for people that have those gluten allergies.
Well, that's a fabulous service. I can't imagine there are too many restaurants that offer that.
Yeah.
The coffee business. We've had Denny Willis from Arbuckle's Coffee on the show. We've had someone from Cafeo Coffee from Los Angeles. The types of products that you carry then, are those as specified from Certino's, the headquarters? Is that from the franchise?
Yes, it is. We have a roaster in Portland, Oregon that we order our organic coffee beans.
It's a wonderful place for the home of organic coffee up in Portland, yeah. That's for sure. That's not a compromise.
So we just call our order in, and they roast and send it to us.
And then I think people can also buy it bulk from your cafe
yes,
as well.
Yes, they can. Yeah, they can buy any quantities they want. you know, 12 ounces to a pound.
That's right. When I introduced the story of your background, Carla, I mentioned how you'd been doing a lot of this work out of your home and that there came this inflection point when you wanted to go to the next level. Can you remember what it was that prompted you to say, okay, I'm ready, or gee, now's my time to step out?
Well, when our son Nick started middle school, I did my job as a mom, well, to a certain extent.
To extent, yes.
And, you know, he needed his independence and starting to grow that way. I had not gone to college. And so Steve and I were talking about my career path.
Yes.
I came from the corporate administration world, but all the technology that I knew before I was a mom was gone.
It's gone. Yeah, that's right.
So we had always talked about owning our own business. And because I had always been doing my own little businesses on the side, we decided that is probably an area to go into. My parents own their own business. They did a TV repair. My mom also sold clothes out of her home for a while. I have aunts and uncles that have their own businesses as well. So it's kind of in the family sort of thing.
That's really nice. So you had those role modeling. And then, but did you ever think that you and Deep were going to do it? Do you think that was always in the back of your mind?
No.
No, okay.
It was kind of a surprise. But with my husband's support, and it was like an exit strategy for him from his job, too, is what we were thinking, too.
Okay. So you both took the leap together then?
Yes.
That's
yes,
a fabulous we did. Experience. Well, you know, looking where you are now, anything you would have done differently?
You know, no, because I think all the experiences we go through, we learn from.
Yes.
You know, we might not do them again. The experience is invaluable of what we learn. You know, when my employees make mistakes, I tell them it's good because you're going to learn not to do that, or you're going to learn how to do it the correct way. You know, it's a good opportunity. Mistakes are good. They're not a bad thing.
Well, and like you say, to do them in small ways, not in big ways, of course, as well. Well, Carla Loper from Certino's Cafe, it's a real pleasure, and thank you again for supporting our show. It's great to give your business and point in that direction. A guaranteed listeners, you'd be in for a unique experience to go visit the cafe, whether it be with a group of people or just by yourself. If you need to hide out somewhere and keep your BlackBerry in the car, or also enjoy the breathtaking views, but also know that's a very friendly place that carries very high quality products. So I really wish you the best, and thanks for joining me here on the show today.
Thank you, Zara. It's been a pleasure.
You betcha. Very good. Well, what a nice collection of individuals we've had in with us today. And if you heard a common ring across that, it was this whole concept of your personal passion and your gifts and what brought you joy. That whether it be Bill Hendricks' comment about that in terms of planning your retirement or the significant what next, whether it was the kind of advice that Vern Church would give to college students in the mix of their pursuing their careers, and even Dave Optin, back to the idea of executives or more senior people that are in transition to really take it back to the focus on relationship, which we circle back here then as to what Carla's been doing with building her business in a different way. So it isn't just about serving great products, but it's also the environment you provide and then the giving back in the community. Well, so as I mentioned at the beginning of our show, this is our third season on Talk Radio, and I thank you all for supporting us and our milestones we've traded up with the team here at 104.1 FM, led by producer Shannon Blake and the roster of generous financial sponsors who've made this all possible. I hope indeed you'll consider giving them some of your business as a thank you for the support of our endeavors, of course. First off the bat here, visit Carla Loper and her team at Certino's. There's Loft Lopez, the retirement income specialist, Rain Chaser Landscaping, Abbott Taylor Jewelers, the referral tree for those of you who'd like some great business-to-business connection, Mama Llama's Gourmet Empanadas, and Raspberry Frozen Yogurt. Make sure to pick up a complimentary copy of Natural Awakenings magazine and note the article I wrote this week and this month discussed. It's called The Uncommon Leader, The Leaders in Us All, and particularly a focus on the legacy that we can lead. In addition to our web presence now, with over 175 podcasts in our library, Circles of Change is now mobile, as I mentioned. You can opt in by sending the text message of DRZARA, that's Dr. Zara, to mailbox 69852 and receive some brief message, plus download the free of charge for 20-minute podcast segments, which will be up, by the way, by next Thursday. And by the way, if your organization or one that you know of would like to partner with us here on Circles of Change, we're always looking to add additional sponsors. And plus, I'm on patrol for interesting and inspiring guests. So give me a call at 877-544-2580, or you can also mail me to change@thelarsengroup.com. Our firm, by the way, and this radio show is committed to helping you see and take full credit for the experience circles you've enjoyed in your life. You can visit them, thelarsengroup.com, to learn about our consulting and coaching services that are leveraged by clients around the U.S., from college students navigating a career entry to those on the other end of the spectrum crafting that Act Two, whether you be stretching to more success in where you currently are in the for-pay nonprofit or even angling towards a new organization. A truly what's exciting and next that can play to what you love to do. So with that, remember, live your life this year full of intention, not trying to live up to resolutions, I would say. This is about working, all of us working from this inside out and openly grappling with and leaping for what needs to be changed. I would also add to trade up and focus on the and in our lives and don't get stuck in the or, which can really sometimes drive us to be black and white. In other words, what could you blend and balance together? This has been Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. And if you're struggling with a difficult change in your career, start by focusing on helping someone else, and you'll be surprised how much clarity and direction this will lend to your own journey. I wish you thus the confidence to choose and shape your own path by walking on it. We'll be right here to help you and help you help others along the way. Have a safe balance of the weekend. Get ready for Rodeo Week. And do stay tuned now for the computer genius extraordinaire Mike Swanson. And thanks for joining us here again on 104.1 Tucson News Talk FM. And keep on your circle of change. Are you looking for a new place to meet with friends and business associates without crowds and cell phones nearby? Certino's Cafe in Northeast Tucson is the casual cafe. Relax at small tables or in oversized chairs and enjoy premier coffees, sandwiches, grilled paninis, smoothies, ice cream, and more. Certino's Cafe has a technology-ready conference room with seating for 30, free for parties, business lunches, or presentations. Rendezvous at Certino's Cafe at the intersection of Tanque Verde and Bear Canyon. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 to 9, Sunday, 8 to 8. Certino's Cafe, the casual cafe for connecting.